Well, it sure seemed like a lovely story when we first heard about it this week. A 57-year-old British guy named John Darwin, who'd been declared dead 5 years ago, walked into a London police station claiming he didn't know who he was. His sons claimed they were surprised and overjoyed by the news, as did his wife, who had recently moved to Panama. But then things got weird. A Google search turned up a 17-month-old photo of Mr. and Mrs. Darwin posing for a picture together in Panama. And now police are trying to figure out if this whole thing was a total scam and also which Darwins may or may not have been in on it. Rob Broomby is British Affairs correspondent with the BBC World Service. He joins us now live from London. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Luke. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
So we just kind of laid out the case, but let me start with this photo, which seemed to be where the story started to really unravel for the Darwins. I understand it was on a tourism website on the internet. Who found this picture?
Well, what we're being told is that it was found by a single mother who's still to be identified, who apparently simply put the names Anne, John, and Panama into a website search engine, rather, and up popped this photograph of the two side by side, beaming and smiling and looking as if nothing was amiss. But of course, underneath was the date, July 2006, last year, some 4 years after John Darwin had been reported missing. And that was the moment when the story of Anne Darwin started to unravel, when she learnt that her husband had walked into a police station in London on Saturday. She initially said it was the happiest day of her life. She was overjoyed that he'd come back from the dead, as it were, and was anxious to see him again. Of course, his story at that time was that he'd simply lost his memory and had no memory of anything that had happened since the year 2000, 2 years before his actual disappearance. But when those photographs emerged, the papers here very quickly picked up on her reaction, and she was photographed head in hands, looking totally distraught that this story was starting to unravel.
The thing that's amazing about this is that, as I read, John Darwin's death was always seen as somewhat questionable because of various things that had gone on. In fact, an investigation had already been kind of opened as to if this guy was in fact alive. And yet it took some random person Googling him and his wife's name to find this smoking gun, this photo. I mean, you would think that, you know, British police would have already kind of figured that out.
It beggars belief, doesn't it? We did learn earlier in the week, however, that the police had restarted their investigation some 3 months ago on getting tip-offs of unusual financial movements to Panama from the family, who exactly is not clear, but one would presume from Anne Darwin. As I say, that was that emerged earlier in the week. We're also hearing as well today in some of the papers quotes from people who worked with her. She worked in a doctor's receptionist for some 22 years, and there are reports that she was overheard making phone calls to a mystery man that they concluded may have been her husband, long since dead, and they may have tipped off the police. That said, they have declined to comment on those reports this morning, but it's absolutely clear the police will be looking into those as well. There was also a mystery sighting of John outside his own house about a year ago, and she neatly sidestepped that one, saying that was probably a cousin they'd seen and it was all a misunderstanding. So yes, there have been hints, and there are also questions about why the coroner didn't indeed agree to certify him as dead when there had been no body in such a short period of time.
Right.
Many questions to ask.
Yeah, because he had been in a canoe off the coast of Britain, and then he was not found, and the canoe was found, I guess, and that was what started the idea that he may have disappeared. Now, his wife, though, has admitted, I understand, that the photo is authentic. So we know that at least at some point she was aware her husband was alive. Exactly when that happened is probably still some matter of speculation. Now, her sons have publicly disavowed their parents. They are shocked to find that their dad is still alive now. And in fact, that their dad and mom were aware, or their mom was aware that their dad was still alive. The question, though, is, Are the police buying that the sons had no knowledge of this?
At the moment, the police are saying they will want to speak to their sons at some point, but they are not treated as suspects. They simply want to hear from them as witnesses. And we had this report, or rather statement, put out through the police from the sons yesterday. So that implies they're working and cooperating with the police, saying how angry and confused they were by what had happened to them over the last several days, and basically suggesting that if those allegations are true, keyword there being if, because we haven't heard directly from Anne herself yet. We've had quotes in newspapers here, and she's obviously been smuggled out of the country or is moving at least with those journalists. So no one has had open access to her yet. But if those allegations are true, then the son said, we have been the victims of a large scam. And they went on to talk in the statement of their roller coaster of emotions, from the height of elation on discovering that their father was alive to the depths of despair at recent stories of alleged fraud. How could our mum continue to let us believe our dad had died when he was very much alive, they said. They said also that they'd not spoken to their parents, either parent, since the arrest of the father, and that they didn't want any contact with him at the moment. And obviously they talked of their shock and frustration and asked the public to respect their privacy and understand the turmoil that they were in.
Rob, how's this going down in the British public? Are people following this? Are they vilifying this couple, this woman in particular?
I think there's a mixture of absolute fascination, because deep in the British soul, deep in the British psyche, there's this dream sometimes when the going gets tough to leave your clothes on a beach and disappear and come back again as somebody else. In fact, in the 1970s, there was a famous comedy program about a man who did just that and then came back and remarried his own wife. It was a comedy, I have to say. So somewhere deep down in the soul, there's a fascination with this. And you know what the British media is like. They like to go to town, at least the popular papers do, on one or two stories and do them well and do them in great detail. One paper in front of me at the moment has the fantastic headline, Sons Slam Mam Scam. I want to do that twice. I like it so much. Sons Slam Mam Scam. That's the way in which it's been handled here.
Well, they should have known that there was a problem when John Darwin showed up at the police station in the middle of December in London looking tanned and rested. Rob Broomby, British Affairs correspondent with the BBC World Service. Thanks, Rob.
Cheers.
Stay with us next up on The Big Radio Show. We're going to take a ramble through the day's news. Stay with us. This is a Bryant Park Project from NPR News.